Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Forecasters are warning of severe weather in the south.
A heavy line of storms swept into Atlanta near the end of morning rush hour. Busy hub airports in Atlanta and Charlotte, North Carolina, reported delays, and tornado warnings were issued for parts of Tennessee and Alabama. National Weather Service meteorologist Laura Ballinger says the weather so far has brought in some flooding and damage.
There was at least one report of a mudslide up in North Georgia, and then also some kind of unprecedented, as far as the last few years, flooding that occurred.
According to Power Outage US, storms have also left more than 250,000 customers without power in North Carolina, Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, and Missouri. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Biden won't supply offensive weapons Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah, the last major Hamas stronghold in Gaza. That has prompted outrage from supporters of Israel. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's threat to withhold arms shipments reflects his overall misunderstanding of dealing with foreign allies and adversaries.
He doesn't know what our interests are. He doesn't know who our adversaries are, and he treats our adversaries like our friends. And so we have the biggest war in Europe since World War II and the biggest war in the Middle East in the last 60 years.
Senator Talon was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday that a U.S. threat to withhold some arms would not prevent Israel from continuing its offensive in Gaza, indicating it might proceed with an invasion of the packed city of Rafah against the wishes of its closest ally. In a statement released today, Netanyahu said, "If we have to stand alone, we will stand alone." On Wall Street, the Dow by 331 points, the Nasdaq rose 43. This is SRN News. The Boy Scouts are changing their name.
Some years ago, the iconic organization began to admit girls and boys who were living as girls and girls who were living as boys. So perhaps it should come as no surprise that the Boy Scouts will now be called Scouting America. Leaders of the organization say they want to project a, quote, more gender-inclusive tone. Meanwhile, membership in the Boy Scouts, by whatever name, continues to decline. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some analysts believe former President Trump will win more Jewish votes this November because of President Biden's mishandling of the anti-Semitism epidemic on college campuses. Mr. Biden is already under pressure from pro-Palestinian groups for his support of Israel. Meanwhile, Trump spokesman Caroline Levitt says Jewish Americans and Jewish leaders around the world recognize that President Trump did more for them and the state of Israel than any president in history. This is SRN News. Federal investigators say they have significant safety concerns about a Ford SUV recall repair that doesn't fix fuel leaks that can cause engine fires.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is demanding volumes of information from the automaker as it investigates the fix in a March 8th recall of nearly 43,000 Bronco Sport and Escape SUVs with 1.5-liter engines. Ford says the SUVs have fuel injectors that will crack, allowing gas or vapor to leak near hot engine parts, and that can cause fires. Rich Thomason reporting.
Nissan's profit for the fiscal year through March has jumped 92% to $2.7 billion as the Japanese automaker's sales grew in all major global markets except China. Nissan reported annual sales surge nearly 20%. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.